TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Most people probably don't want to think about where our waste goes after we flush the toilet. But Julia King, a design practitioner, knows that inadequate sanitation is linked to public health and social inequality. Today, she opens up our sewers to show why waste is a dirty topic we should be talking about more.
So today, I am going to talk a lot about poo, because this is something we all do, I hope. Everybody in this room probably pooed this very morning. Statistically, you probably poo around 110 grams a day, 1.2 times a day, every day. For a city like London, that means that Victorian pipes that are about 100 to 150 years old are moving 8.7 million people's waste. That's over 2 million pounds of poo every day. Our sewers also move rainwater, grey water from our sinks, washing machines, showers, and unfortunately also tampons and baby wipes and oil. London's sewer system is a phenomenal feat of engineering that's today, only today, receiving its first major upgrade. But now let's take a city like Delhi, with over double the population of London. But unlike London, only half of Delhi's effluent is connected into a sewer. And the other half is collected in cesspits or septic tanks, very commonly underneath people's homes. And the responsibility of that effluent doesn't fall onto the municipality, but onto the property owner. And they, in turn, will often get rid of that wet waste by calling up private contractors who come with trucks and pump that effluent away. In theory, those trucks are meant to go to sewage treatment plants, but in practice, they end up being dumped into open drains and open bodies of water. And the end result is that around 90% of sewage produced in Delhi ends up in the Yamuna River, untreated. Now, we should all care about this, but architects should definitely care about this. I believe that moving people to cities can be opportunities of growth and hope and social change, and arguably the fastest way out of poverty. But unfortunately, today, cities are some of the most unequal places in the world. And water flows, drainage pipes, S-traps, these things, they might sound trivial, but they're actually incredibly important because in their absence, they're defining some of the most unequal conditions in the world. And I've seen this play out in the field. The kid with diarrhea, a woman with a urinary tract infection, and a man who's lost his job because he's ill too much. And architecture and design seemingly has nothing to do with those problems. The boy needs clean water, the woman needs a doctor, and arguably the man needs a national health service. But actually, what unites all those experiences is the need for a toilet. Because if that boy had a toilet in his home, he would much less likely have diarrhea, the single biggest killer of children. And the woman, she could go to the toilet when she needs to and not have to hold her urine. And if the man lived in an area connected with a sewer, it means that he would far less likely to be sick and less likely to lose his job, because how and where you poo is how we divide the haves and the have-nots. I've spent a lot of my time thinking about how we as designers can accelerate and learn from this process. Working with a team of architects in India, we've designed a module for affordable housing, which proposes, in the context of state intervention, to build the most essential, elemental, core elements for housing. We propose that that is foundations, a structural frame, and a toilet, and that the rest can be infilled over time by residents. I've previously tested this idea in a resettlement community in India, and what we see is how sewage interventions for low-income communities can be so much more than just a pipe that you can poo in. Here we see that these processes can transform the humiliation and victimization of defecating in the open into projects of exercises and capacity and technical knowledge and self-dignification. So if the architect of the future is to be concerned about how most of the world lives and the role design can play in addressing issues of social justice, urban inequality, development interventions must be framed as an exercise about what we can learn from those very people who've done the most and learn from the everyday stories of their lives. And within that, the sewer becomes a riddle with many answers. And many of those answers are actually questions about gender, about race, class, caste, but also about space and urban development and the twisted myth of world-class city narratives and urban regeneration.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Coventry, England. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Warwick. Want to listen to the full talk? Find Julia's talk and more at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.